Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. In Improve Your Reading, Ron Fry's Have a Study Program, Ron Fry offers a comprehensive guide aimed at enhancing readers' ability to read more effectively and efficiently. And efficiently, this book is a part of Fry's widely recognized How to Study Program, a series dedicated to improving various academic skills. Throughout the book, Fry emphasizes the importance of reading not just as an academic task, but as a fundamental skill that impacts every aspect of our lives. The author shares a plethora of techniques, strategies, and exercises designed to help readers increase their reading speed, comprehension, and retention abilities. Whether you're a student aiming to excel in your studies, a professional looking to digest information more rapidly, or simply someone who wishes to enjoy reading more, Fry's approach to improving your reading skills promises to transform your approach to texts of all kinds. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, understanding reading fundamentals. Ron Fry begins by addressing the basics of reading, emphasizing its importance as a fundamental skill that influences all areas of learning and communication. He outlines different reading methods and the roles they play in comprehension and retention. Fry delves into the psychology of reading, explaining how our brains process information and the common obstacles that impede our reading efficiency, such as subvocalization and regression. By understanding these fundamentals, readers can start to identify their reading habits and areas where there is room for improvement. Fry's approach is rooted in the belief that once readers grasp the underlying processes of reading, they can more effectively adopt strategies to enhance their skills. Secondly, improving reading speed. This section of the book focuses on techniques to increase reading speed without sacrificing comprehension. Ron Fry offers practical advice and exercises designed to help readers break free from slow reading habits like subvocalization, silently pronouncing each word in your head as you read, and backtracking, constantly rereading phrases or sentences. He introduces methods such as chunking, which involves reading groups of words together and using a guide, like a finger or a pointer, to maintain focus and pace. Fry stresses the importance of practice and gradual progress, encouraging readers to set achievable goals and regularly assess their improvement. By adopting these strategies, readers can significantly enhance their reading speed, making it possible to process more information in less time. Thirdly, enhancing comprehension. In this critical segment, Ron Fry details strategies to not only read faster, but to also understand and retain more of what is read. The author highlights the significance of active reading, which involves questioning the material, making predictions, and summarizing key points in one's own words. He introduces techniques such as SQ3R, survey, question, read, recite, and review, which provides a structured approach to reading that promotes better comprehension. Fry also discusses the role of note-taking and mind-mapping in reinforcing understanding and recall. By applying these methods, readers can improve their ability to extract meaningful information from texts and remember it over the long term. Fourthly, practical exercises for practice. Ron Fry believes in the power of practice to improve reading skills. This section is dedicated to offering readers a set of practical exercises designed to put the theories and techniques discussed into action. Exercises range from timed reading sessions to comprehension quizzes and speed reading drills, each aimed at challenging the reader and encouraging progress. These activities are meant to be repeated and adapted over time to suit individual progress and challenges. Fry's exercises help to demystify the process of improving reading skills, providing a clear path to becoming a more efficient and effective reader. Lastly, adapting reading techniques for different purposes. Ron Fry acknowledges that reading is not a one-size-fits-all activity. Different types of reading, whether for leisure, study, or work, require different approaches. In this section, Fry discusses how to apply and adjust reading strategies to suit various purposes. He explains how to shift gears between intensive reading for deep comprehension and extensive reading for general understanding. The author also covers strategies for tackling difficult texts, such as technical manuals or academic papers, and offers advice on how to read fiction and nonfiction effectively. By learning to adapt reading techniques to fit the context, readers can become more versatile and adept at handling any reading task. In conclusion, Ron Fry's Improve Your Reading is an invaluable resource for anyone looking to enhance their reading skills. It is especially beneficial for students, professionals, and lifelong learners who are seeking to digest information more efficiently, improve comprehension, and retain what they read. The book provides a comprehensive overview of reading fundamentals, along with practical strategies and exercises to elevate reading abilities. By following Fry's advice, readers can unlock their full reading potential, enabling them to succeed academically, professionally, and personally. Whether you struggle with reading speed, comprehension, or simply wish to read more productively, Ron Fry offers the tools necessary to transform your reading skills and, by extension, your life. If you would like to support Ron Fry, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.